So we're looking at the Svasemes, end of the year, Tav Resh Lamed Gimel, and then the beginning of Tav Resh Lamed Dalet. You know, the very famous Medrash Tanchuma, everyone knows, Parshas Nasa, Simen Tezayin. But the Medrash says that from the very moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to have a place in the world. I want to have a place where, like I have all of the Elyonim, all of the other worlds are mine, I want a place, I want a Dira B'tachtoinim, in the words of the Medrash. Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'sho'a Shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esla'olam, Nis'ave, like the word Taiva, he had such a desire, She'ehelei Dira B'tachtoinim, the Medrash says. K'moi She'yesh Be'elyonim. And then finally, when did it happen? So the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Basi Legani Achoisi Kalo. I came to my beautiful Gan. Emosai? Kishehukam HaMishkan. The Mishkan was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire, from the time of my separation, was Vikhul Truma and Vasul Mikdash Vishakhanti Bisaikha. Question is, how do we do that? How can we create a place, a mere physical place, that can bring the Shekhinah? What can we, humble, mortal, mere flesh and blood, do to bring the Shekhinah to a place that we create with our own hands? How is that possible? Now, on the words of Shechanti B'Seicham, again, so famous, so well known, Rav Moshe Alshech, Alshech HaKadosh quotes Chazal, says B'Seicham, but really, if you're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, it should say B'Shechanti B'Seichoi, in it, in the Beis HaMikdash. No, B'Seicham, in and amongst the Bnei Yisrael, the people who created, I'm now with them, in them, and amongst them. B'Seichoi, B'Seich, Kol, Echad, Ve'Echad. That's where I am. I'm in and amongst you, but not just amongst you, in the Yid, inside the Holy Yid. That's where I am. That's when the Shekhinah is with us. It's within us. How do we do that? Where in us lies the Shekhinah? Let's see the Svasems. Rashi, V'yikhuli Truma. So Rashi says, V'yikhu means Yafrishu. It means to be mafresh, to take from what's ours and designate it. Not so much the taking, but designation. Lahavdil, when Korach separated himself, it says, Vayikach Korach. It doesn't say what he took. It doesn't mean to take. It means he separated. And he thought he's separating himself also. I'm higher, I'm better. Vayikul Litruma means to take something and now separate it and give it a higher quality. Yafrishuli mimamainam. Nidava. Perish. In the third line, on the right hand side. Shetzarecha adam lases mikol davar chaylik lahashem. Everything that we have should have a substrate, should have part of it, and in a sense, we understand, not just that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, that's how their dervish, the Pasuk says, yichli truma me'es kol ish. So if you just pause after from everything, a person in Yid should look at everything that he has and not just say it belongs to Hashem. I want to dedicate it. Something about this should be used for Kavod Shemayim. Everything that we have, after all, worldly things seemingly are so far away from holiness and from being able to have some relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Aval, and here's the big word, harotzayim. The desire has to be tzorach liyoslashem yisbarach. That's what it's all about. It's all about rotzayim. What that you want. You want your clothing to be nice so that kavod shemayim, you look like a ben Torah. You want your clothes for Shabbos to shine out because it's Shabbos Kodesh. I'm giving Haggadah's Eidus. I have to be dressed appropriately. And everything we have, anything we can use for a mitzvah, we should think about all of what we do, what we eat, what we enjoy. Even if a person takes off time to relax, person takes time to look at Hashem's beautiful world, to go on a tiyul, and to say, wow, look at this beautiful ocean. It's a bracha to be made. You see a beautiful ocean. On my way here tonight, just walking here, I looked up, I saw Hashem Elavon, Mr. Shemat Shabbos, who should be Zaycha, will be able to say, one of the things that a Yid looks forward to. What does a Yid look forward to? It's an expression in Yiddish, Hashem Elavon. Think about it. Is there another people on earth who talk about, oh, you're a beautiful moon, a pretty moon? It's a moon, it's the moon. It's a waxing moon, a waning moon. You didn't have an expression, Hashem Elavon. Why? Because there's nothing that we enjoy. So let's just coming out Matzah Shabbos, and the din is to do it Matzah Shabbos because when we're suddenly we're wearing beautiful clothes and we're at our best in spirit and our best even as we appear, and be Mekabel Pnei Hashkina, because that's what we understand is what's seen in a new Shein Elavon, in a new beautiful. You look at the world and you say, what a beautiful thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So the things that still are completely His, and even what's ours, they are dedicated in some part, we'll see how much he gets into details a little later on, but they're dedicated in some way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not for me, it's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything. Sfarim, certainly, right? But even a good book, person reading a good history. Right? I want to understand Hashem's world. I appreciate that there's, even if it's written by a goy, chokhm of a goyim, I can learn something from this. But I am a smarter, better person because I'm learning something from it. I'm a smarter, better person. So I can serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu better. Everything and anything should be because there's a purpose that's higher and it's for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it can't be, if that's not possible, then maybe it's something you have or shouldn't do. It's all about Ratzon, and that's why he says critically important words of Rashi. On the words, Asher Yidvenu Liboy, Rashi says, what does Yidvenu Liboy mean? As if we don't know that it means Ratzon Hatoiv. Rashi says, Yidvenu Liboy, Ratzon Hatoiv. The Divos means goodwill, because says the Sfas, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want necessarily all of our gold and all of our silver. He doesn't need it. Liyakazim, Liyazor. The Pasuk says, the Novi says, it's all mine, it's all Hashem's anyway. You know what he wants from us? Goodwill. Because that's something we choose to think, feel, and then even express, manifest goodwill. The Ratzon to serve him. The Ratzon that his name should be glorified. The Ratzon that there should be Kiddush Hashem anywhere, everywhere we go. That's what is really being dedicated. That's what we're giving. Harotzon. And then he says an interesting, look how he says this. Harotzon lehiyos harotzon tamid l'Hashem Yisbarach. That's not redundancy. Harotzon lehiyos harotzon tamid l'Hashem Yisbarach. He wants us to desire and have a goal that everything we want should always be that we want it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the famous song, you know, Ach sh'alti me'ez Hashem, shiftu v'ez Hashem kol me'ez. No, it doesn't say that. It says, Ach sh'alti me'ez Hashem, and then it says, Oysa avakesh. So, bakosha is more than she'elah, but nevertheless it's redundant. No, Ach sh'alti, Oysa avakesh, meaning, all I want is that I should be on the madrega, that's all I want. The Ratzon is the key to everything. We know that. Yiddish, you used to say, Medach Novelm, right? There's nothing that stands against Ratzon accomplishes everything. In the Besmedrish by the Chosen of Lublin, so the great-great-great-great-grandfather is like seven, eight generations back from the Be'ala Rebbe. Today's Be'ala Rebbe is a direct descendant of the Yidda Kodesh, Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinowitz. And he was still by the Chosen when a young Menachem Mendel, later of Kutsk, was a student there. And he was in the circle being influenced and learning from the Yidda Kaddish, from Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinowitz. He told him one thing. He said to him, the Pasuk in Eicha, Toiv lagever ki yiso ol min urav. It's good for you as a young person to already take on as much as you can. Take on responsibility. Take on the yoke. Min urav, from your young age. And that's when he really started to really try hard. Nachum Mendel Mikotsk. The Kotsk said that soon after he heard a conversation that the Chayza had with the Yidda Kaddish. And the Chayza asked him, is there a younger man? Is there somebody that you feel is really gaining ground, gaining from you? And the Yidda Kaddish said, Mendel, he really wants. That's good, he wants. Now the Kotsk overheard the conversation. And years later he said, at that time, when that happened, I don't think I really wanted. I don't know. I didn't know what want means. But from the conversation itself, from then on, I want. Became a lesson in wanting to do it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to think, wanting to do it for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also, with the Yid HaKadosh, the famous story that the Yid HaKadosh was with some Talmidim, and they came upon a peasant whose hay wagon had overturned. And he cried out to them in Polish that the Yids should come over, help me, right my wagon. They came over, 2-3 Talmidim, and they couldn't, it was too heavy, it was too bulky. And they said, we just can't. And he yelled at them and said, you can, you just don't want to pick up my hay wagon. And apparently the word in Polish, in hay, something sounds like hay. And the Yid HaKadosh said, you hear what he just said? We want to lift up even the hay in the Shem HaKadosh, Yud Kei Vav Kei. We should want to pick up the hay, to want. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants us to have the desire. He wants us to want for His sake. And then He says a fascinating thing. He says, V'haratzon goyver ha-ma'aseh. Will and the desire overpowers and is greater than the act itself. K'kol ma'aseh ha-adam ma'ayrer be'alyonim. Everything that we do stirs up and makes a difference in heaven above. V'haratzon b'ratzon elyon. But when a person wants, doesn't just change the constellation, so to speak, doesn't change or add only to Kedusha, it actually can alter the ratzon habayret. The desire to do right, the desire for Kedusha, causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon. It's hinted to as much as well in Avos. In Pirkei Avos, v'yodua ki b'ritzayin Hashem Yisbarach mishapech hakol b'rega. With the ritzayin of a yid, if Hashem wants to, then respond to our ratzin. His ratzin can change in a snap. We're going to read in a week and a few days. We're going to read the Megillah. Mishapech, right? V'nahapechu. Everything turned around and turned around in a moment. Esther standing before Achashverosh. Achashverosh had just a few days earlier had said, "Hashmid Baharu Abed is Kol Yehudim." He was as much a part of it as Haman. He knew exactly what he was doing and why, and wanted it. And she comes before Melech Achashverosh, and in a moment, the Ratzon of Achashverosh completely turns around, and now it's Haman who's going to be on the eights. And Yehudim will be the ones to vanquish their enemies. He's going to give that very day over to us to eliminate them instead of them eliminating us. What are her words? What's the most powerful statement of Esther throughout all of the Megillah? She says, "Vatan Esther Hamalka Vatoymar." But if it doesn't say Hamelach Achashverosh, so then it also can mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are simply understanding that to mean, of course, literally it means that my life should be granted and not taken. But it means I have to have my nefesh. Nafshi b'she'elosi. What I want, it has to be my whole being that's dedicated and asking you, the melech, nafshi b'she'elosi, v'ami b'vakoshes. And then in a moment, the ratzon in Shemayim turns around 180 degrees. So the Sfasam is the same. The Nedava is important, not because of its financial value at all. And that's why when it came to building the Mishkan, there wasn't the minimum, there wasn't the maximum. Important thing was the desire of the heart. That's what's being given. That builds the Beis HaMikdash. As he's going to say, let's look at Tafresh Lamed Daled. Tafresh Lamed Daled at the beginning. V'yichuli truma v'kasha t'havalei l'meimer yitnu. They should say, they should give. Pirush Rashi Zal, yafrishuli mimamaynam nedava. They should separate and give up some of their materials. Nedava. V'nirash zeh b'china she'apayrish adam davar mishaloi. You take something and you separate it. U'mavdiloi l'Hashem Yisbarach. And you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not even the giving, but just dedicated. Shepayrish adam davar mishaloi. Choshuv lefanov, that's more choshuv, that's more significant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yoser meguf hanesim, more than the actual giving
is the Haprasha.
Kiliya Kesta Belihazov, Akash Barakus. Vice Hanadivus, Vishas Maisa Adam, Lamich Heftsov, or Hefetsov Ba'avur Hashem Yisbarach. Who? Halakicha. That's the Kicha. Kicha means the Haprasha, where you say, I don't need it, I'm not important. You Hashem, your Ratzon is more important. Your Ratzon is my Ratzon. It's through that that makes the thing Kadosh. That's what makes the Dover Kadosh. It's not because I give it to Hektish. And of course the din is that it's got a din of Kedusha, not from the time the Gizbar receives it, but just from the time that I designate it. And he goes on to say, that's exactly the din in Truma. What's the din in Truma? Chazal say, halacha is, Truma is niteles b'machshava. Truma can be separated, that you have to give to the kohen from your crops, b'machshava. Shal yedei machshava v'rotzon tov niteles u'misremes. It becomes uplifted and becomes kadosh through machshava. How far? To what extent? Up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ad l'shamayim. U'mitzvah zu noheges b'chol davar. He says, this is a mitzvah in everything in our lives. Liyos b'chelik l'shem yisbarach, like he said in the year before. Everything should have, some of it should be for Hashem. We should think about how it can be used and how I want to dedicate it to and that I want to purpose it for some holy purpose. V'osuli mikdash. Hu b'chol ma'aseh ha'adam. That's where we create a Beis HaMikdash in the human heart, by what we want. When we want that everything we have, and we think about our every movement, we think about what we have, what we eat, where we go, what we dress, what we do, what we enjoy, and we say it's Hashem's and it's for Hashem and it's for the betterment and for the advancement of Kedushas Hashem and Kedushamayim, we're building a Beis HaMikdash. Where? In our goodwill, in our hearts. So that's why Rabbi Elazar Azikri, famously, Baal Sefer HaKredim, became a famous song. The words were adopted by Yitzchak Kutner, Zatzal. The original words in the Sefer HaKredim were what? Besoich libi mishkan evne lezivoy. I'm going to, in my heart, build a mishkan, a sanctuary, for his glory's sake. Korban akriv loy. I'm going to give him up a korban. Not my life, meaning I'm not going to die. Nafshi hayichid. Giving him my nefesh. What's a person's nefesh? What's a person's life force? His lebedikait. That's his ratzon. His desire. And then, of course, it was changed and turned into the words, Belavavi mishkan evne lahadar kvoidoi b'mishkan mizbeach osin karne hoidoi. V'ner tamid ekachli es eish ha'akeido v'l'karbin akriv loy es nafshi ha'yechida. Nafshi ha'yechida doesn't just mean everybody only has one life to live. No, no, no. It means I have a unique nafsh. And we have to understand this and we have to feel it. The way a person says, I am taking on Shabbos now, tomorrow it's Shem will be Shabbos Kodesh, the way we prepare for Shabbos, the way we get dressed and come to shul and say luchu neranano, there's no other yid who's going to give up and make of himself and of his nefesh the avoda of saying gloriously to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for life and thank you for the world you created in its beauty and thank you for the Shabbos that breathes meaning into my life. Thank you, it's such a pleasure to be made HaGodas ages on you. It is no one who says this and does it, feels it exactly the way you do. It's nafshi ha'yichido. That's very, very important. And that's what the pasuk means. Ish asher yidvenu libo. His heart. Nobody says, kol neshama tehallel yahalleluyah, the way this yid says it. When he's talking about his neshama, it's that's him. And when it's another person, it's her. And it's him. And that's the significance and importance of every holy yid. It's so important to feel it and know it and recognize it. That's why when it says redundantly in the pasuk, after it tells us to make all of the mishkan, it says v'chein ta'asu. So everybody jumps and says, what is v'chein ta'asu? Everybody says we should. So Chazal tells us that it means that if there's ever a keli missing, you have to make it the same way you did originally. If you build the Beis HaMikdash, it's patterned after the way of the mishkan and the kelim of the mishkan. V'chein ta'asu in the future. But there's another meaning. V'chein ta'asu means, and that's what you should do all the time. You should always be building and making and living a life of asuli mikdash b'shachanti in everything we do. Now he says, we'll conclude with it, he says a beautiful thing. He says, what's the shiur for truma? Mishnah tells us the shiur for truma is miratayra, chita, achas, koiter, esakri. But the shiur, Chazal tell us, is at least one part in 60. If a life, yashav, a life toiv, it's one part in 40. Beinani, on average, person would give one part in 50, but at least one part in 60. So let's continue to the end of this first paragraph. V'isa ayin toiv is one part in 40. Beinani, one part in 50. V'ayin ra, chalila, echod mishish. Why one part in 60? Ki kishiyesh mashuhu ratzayin la'ashem yisbarach. If in all of what you have, at least you have in something, part of it is somehow dedicated to Hashem. Shelo yiyah pachus mishishim. So it shouldn't be less than one part in 60. Because otherwise, sheyizbatel b'ritzoynos hachitzoynim. Otherwise it's batel. Everybody knows there's a concept that Chazal teaches us, tam ki'ikr. If something still has the tam, then it's ki'ikr. But if it's already so watered down or otherwise displaced by some other ingredient, then you don't taste it anymore. That's if it's 60 parts or more against the one part, let's say a drop of milk falls into a meat soup. So if it's batel b'shishim, it's like it's not there. You know, it's insignificant. It doesn't characterize it in any way. It gives it no time, and it's even mutter to eat. So truma, at the least, has to be one part in 60, not 61. Because if it's one in 61, then your ratzon hatov is batel. In your other chitzenius, the desires for your eating, for your wheat, for your bushels, for your farm, for your wealth, for your well-being. But if no, that's in that's bitul truma. Truma happens to create truma.
Why not?
It's because to create truma is about rasa. So in the din of creating truma, it's at least one part in 60. Says the Svasemis, were it one part in 61, it wouldn't work. Why? Because it would be one part against 60. The whole point of that measure that Chazal gave us is because there should be in everything that we have something significant where it has a shtickle tam, where you part of it is for Hashem's sake, part of it is for Yiddishkeit's sake, part of it is for Shem Shemayim's sake. At least one part in 60 of whatever it is should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Rak echod mishishim, nishmar l'haniach, makom Lachal olav Shem Shemayim. So that Shem Shemayim and Kedusha should root in everything about us. We need just keep that Ratzon for Hashem's sake as an ingredient in everything in our lives.